I had an opportunity to work for the U.S. Geological Survey during the latter part of my studies to become a geologist back in the 70s. This type of working opportunity for a student was and still is a wonderful chance to learn from scientists that truly have a love for studying the mysteries that are present on Earth. Today's segment is part of the series titled Water is a Many Splendid Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water. Marcy McNutt is the director of the U.S. Geological Survey. She shared with me the scope of the U.S. Geological Survey and how water fits into their mission.
It's primarily natural sciences, though increasingly it turns out that water was one of the founding reasons why the USGS was created. Many people think back to the USGS in terms of topographic mapping, but water was also one of the foundational reasons why we were created. Because when the USGS was sent forth from the east to explore the new territories in the west, it was realized that water was plentiful in the east, but the settlement of the west would depend on understanding water resources. And so that was one of the reasons why the USGS was created. So we have long-standing data sets that go back more than 100 years on the variability of water. And water in the West is one of the most important things that we try to understand and monitor. And the changing fortunes of water in the West is one of the most important things that we monitor.
The survey is not only interested in collecting data from the natural setting, but also focuses on relating data to specific uses that would benefit the citizens and government of the United States.
Well, it's two-pronged. First of all, a large amount of our effort goes into simply gathering information. But that in and of itself we view as only part of the issue. We also have a lot of work that goes into research because we view that just gathering information, if that isn't coupled with a research program that understands what these trends and tries to put that into the context of what changes mean and what it means fundamentally for how the changes are being driven by land use changes, by changes in demand, by changes in climate, how it relates to meteorological functions, by changes in snowmelt and runoff and that sort of different fundamental drivers. Without all of that, the data could be meaningless. And so USGS has to invest in the fundamental science that allows us to interpret that data and make sense of variability, whether it be on the days, weeks, months, years, or decade trends.
Scientists and staff at the U.S. Geological Survey certainly keep themselves busy. Studying the behavior and presence of water and Earth's processes are both considered important and necessary for application of good science in our lives.
I'm afraid that too many of us, when we turn on our tap waters and watch that water go down the drain, are not valuing water for what it is truly worth. And so I guess my words of wisdom are for everyone listening to this message. Is next time you turn on your tap water, pretend it is gold that is running out of your tap down that drain, because fresh water truly is. We only have a limited amount here in California, and it is over-allocated in terms of how much we have for communities, for agriculture, for our precious ecosystems, which provide us with clean water, with fresh air, with recreational value, and we don't value it for what it is truly worth.
Marcy shared with me a saying that is familiar in the Middle East. Man can live well without oil. Man cannot live without water. Recognizing this, the U.S. Geological Survey is active each day in providing the knowledge obtained from science and its application for maintaining water in each of our lives. Fundamental to our lives and environment. I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.